So Matt, just let me know when you want to meet to start.
I think we're all good. I'll keep an eye on the waiting room to let people in, and I think you can go ahead and kick this workshop off.
Okay, thank you, Matt. So it's my pleasure to welcome you to the CMS Open Data Workshop. This is the second edition of this type, and I'm Kati Lassila-Perini. I'm coordinating the CMS Data Preservation and Open Access Group, which is in charge of providing you this open data. And I'm doing this on behalf of my colleagues, so the CMS Open Data team, who are involved in the preparation of this workshop. And you've certainly seen or read all of us in the Mattermost Forum. We have Matt Bellis, Clemens Lange, Julie Hogan, Edgar Carrera, and we've been preparing the material for this workshop in the, say, in the last months or even more, if you take the time from the last workshop, which we had in October. In addition to the speakers, we have a tutorial team, and we have great facilitators who have been helping us in testing and providing the material, and will be there to help you with the exercises. So you can see here the list of people who are involved. One of the particularities of this time is obviously the remote workshop. So we would really like that we get to know each other. So please tell something about you in this, what you call Padlet. It's an app where you can tell something about you, upload your photo if you like, and you can also see other participants and the organizers. First, I would like to address the goals of this workshop. So what we think you expect from it, and what do we actually expect from that, from to get from this workshop. So first of all, we've made some assumptions. So what we think you would like to get from the workshop is to get understanding of the basic physics object usage, that is electrons, photons, muons, jets, also the event selection and triggers that were active during the data taking. We assume we want to know the luminosity evaluation, which is important if you want to make analysis of your own, and also the possibilities for processing data in larger scale. Obviously, we think that you will also be interested how you put all this together in an analysis flow. And also, you probably hope to get some guidance what is needed to bring this to the research level quality, which we obviously not be able to do in just 4 days. So this is not all. So we want to get something from you as well. So what we want from say, as an organizer, as a data providers, we would like to get to build a community of users. We'd like to remind you that we have feedback channels, such as the Open Data Forum, which is, I give the link here. Important for us, we also want to get understanding of your usage patterns, of your needs, and get feedback from you of what is missing in the documentation and this tutorial material that you will work through. And we will also use this material to build a proper CMS Open Data user guide. I will give you a link afterwards. These are obviously ambitious goals. So the question is, do we reach them? And I would like to ask you, bear with us. This is our second workshop of this kind. And we've certainly used all the experience that we got from last year's workshop to improve. But this is still work in progress. Now, how to get to these goals. So I will say a few words about the workshop structure and our working methods. So when we built the material in this workshop, we thought of this as what are the ingredients of a physics analysis? And we built the program thinking of you planning your own analysis. So we want to answer to the certain questions. So want to give you some knowledge, for example, how the data to be recorded were selected, what are the basic steps required to get access and identify the physics objects in the interest of your analysis from these open data sets. You will also learn of typical stepwise analysis workflows. So as you see in this schematic figure to the right, we have a few steps. One step, the first step is always how to get the data out of the get the data you're interested in out of the public data sets. So normally you would write these data in a smaller format. And then at the next steps, you would analyze that format. Obviously, I have to say at this point that please note that the full research level analysis will take you much more time and effort than these 4 days. So I would like to invite you to read this blog, which I'm linking, which you can find in the in my slides in the agenda, to get an insight of the experience of people who have been working with CMS Open Data. As you've seen, most of you've seen, there's a set of mandatory pre-exercises that many of you have already gone through. These exercises are important to set up and test that you really have the working environment before the workshop, because we know that downloading it takes a little bit of time, and you will also need to get used to it if you're new to these technologies. And it also, some of the pre-exercises were there to give you some background information on the topics that we will address in this workshop. And many thanks for your questions. We hope that we have answered most of them and to help you get started. Just a word of warning that if you didn't do the pre-exercises, if you haven't seen one of these figures before, you may be in the trouble if you try to follow, because these really are the environment that you can't use, for example, for CERN users, a word of warning, you won't be able to use your usual LX Plus account to go through these exercises. You really need to have the environment which is compatible with the CMS Open Data. If you haven't done the pre-exercises, try to catch up. We do our best to help you, but obviously we need to give the priority to the ongoing exercises. The tutorial workflow, we have identified different set of lessons. So we have lesson and data sets and access. We have lessons and basic physics objects. And we have lessons on advanced use of these physics objects, which we then combine to a lesson about analysis flow. And finally, how to do the analysis in the cloud environment. The schedule is available in the Indica agenda, but there's also a link to a document where you have this color coding. So we have full 4 days of work ahead of us. You may notice that the agenda is only in the afternoons, but we expect that you do the online offline work on the exercises then during your mornings or evenings, depending on your time zone. About the working methods, you may have noticed that we have indicated the lessons with colors, so it's easier for you to follow the agenda, because as we've divided the lessons in different parts, some of these different parts can be considered a bit scattered in the agenda, but you can find them if you follow the colors. So each lesson is divided either pre-exercise, which you already done, or a preparatory work, like here. Then we have a demo session and questions. Then we have hands-on session during which you will really be able to work through some exercises. But then the main work is done during the challenge, which is something you will do on your own time. So hands-on is during the time which is indicated in the agenda, and challenge is during a challenge, and the preparatory work is on your time. Take note that each lesson has a dedicated Matomos channel, in the same way, similar way that we had in the pre-exercises. So please go through the Mattermost channel and ask the questions in always with the correct channel, so we can easily follow up, and also other people can find your questions and the answers there. As a reminder, we have the CMS analysis and cloud environment tutorial, which will take place later in the week. So you will have the opportunity to learn how to run a CMS job in a commercial cloud environment. If you want to participate, it's important that you let us know through a survey at the latest tomorrow. This is because it will be hands-on and you will get a temporary account to these cloud resources, which we got through the Cloud Brand project, in which we are as a use case. So we will be using Kubernetes Engine on the Google Cloud platform. Then getting help during the workshop in Mattermost, again, please choose the channel corresponding to the lesson and do not hesitate to ask. It's supposed to be interactive and ask questions. But do check if the same question has already been asked and if there's an answer. And it says some Mattermost or guidance, formatting guidance. So if needed, use the backticks for some code or a block of code. And if you want a new line in your message, do shift return for a line break. During the tutorial, if there are something which needs to be updated, we'll do it. So reload the tutorial page every now and then to see those updates. And during the live lessons, you can type in quick questions in Zoom chat or use raise hand for voice questions. Then just a little reminder. So we are really happy that you are so many. We have 137 registrations and 55 of you have already gone through the pre-exercises. We are not actually that many to help you, but luckily we have some participants from CMS who have agreed to help us along. So thank you. Thank you very much for these participants. We are really, really glad that you have agreed to help us. When you ask help, please read the instructions carefully. It may happen, as we are not professional technical writers, so some details or actually some important parts in the instruction may not but be as well exposed in the text as they should be. But we hope that the instructions are complete. So do them step by step and read them. Obviously, suggestions for improvements, for clarity, are most welcome. So despite these warnings, ask. So I think this is important. We're not pushing forward those who know the most. We want to take care that no one is left behind. So if you're new to the area, it's normal that you have questions that for other people are very, very clear. So do not hesitate asking questions. Then about questions, how to get help after. So what about our information sources and communication? So first of all, we have the CERN Open Data Portal, which you will get very familiar today when Matt starts with the dataset scouting. It serves the data and associates things and usage examples. So we have data, metadata, we have the environment, we have the list of certified runs, we have different kinds of things, and also the examples are linked from there. But however, take into account that CERN Open Data Portal is primarily a data catalog. What we want to achieve, we want to build a proper CMS Open Data Guide. So this is work in progress. It will be completed with the material from this tutorial. And also, if you want to help, you are most welcome to participate. Then we have CERN Open Data Forum. So again, during this workshop, we ask you to use the Mattermost channels, but then afterwards, feel free to post questions and also feel free to reply as well. And we will take care that the most frequently asked questions at this workshop will be added to this forum. Then other sources of information for technical questions about the Open Data Portal, or maybe questions to a limited audience, which you don't want to put in an open area, we have the support mail. Then we have CMS instructions, which are in CMS Workbook and CMS Software Guide. However, take note that these are documentation which are in use in CMS currently, so the instruction may not correspond to the version which is needed for Open Data. And if you really want to take a deep dive, then you go to the source code. And again, there, keep in mind the versioning for CMS Open Data, which is currently in public use. You will use the CMS W53X as a tag in GitHub. Then just a few words about news and outlook. I'll just briefly remind the data releases that we've done by now, and then CMS Open Data plans. So CMS has already done 6 data releases since 2014. We've started with a very small release from the 2010 data, and gradually we've added more things in each of these releases. It's not only adding new Open Data, but it's also improving, continuously improving the usability, adding tools, adding things that make it easier to use. So currently we have Proton and Proton Heavy AI data from run one, and all the early data is in public domain, and also 50% of the 2000 Proton data. Then future releases. CMS data policy was first written in 2012, but it was recently updated in September. It actually reflects the current release delay, which is 6 years after data taking. So this year we will release the first data sets from 2015, that is run two. The new version of the policy takes also into account the slowdown of the luminosity increase. So we have defined that the open data will be limited to 20% of the total luminosity of the similar data while we are still taking data. However, nothing changes. CMS continues regular data releases, and the next data releases will include first run two data, which will be in the smaller format, which we call mini AOD. And it will be followed by the run two data from 2016 and then later 2017 and 18, which will also be made available in the nano AOD format, which some of you may have heard of. And as you may have heard, there's a common CERN open data policy which was announced in December. So we are really glad to see that other experiments are joining this effort as well. So now let's go to work, enjoy the workshop, and we'll love to hear feedback from you on Thursday. And I'm ready to answer questions if you have any. If no questions, then we go directly to work.
Okay, let's stop the recording, right?